The following is a class on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 33, Text 15, given by His Divine Grace Srila Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj. Recorded on the 3rd of November 1990 at New Govardhan Farming Community, Murwillumbah, Australia.
Narayan Namaskrityam. नरश्चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये वेदे रामायणे चैव पुराणे भारते तथा अद्युचन्ति च मध्ये च हरिः सर्वत्र गीयते मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपास्तमं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणे परमानन्दमाधवं निगमकल्पतरगणितं फलं सुकमुखादमृतद्रवसंयुतं पीबत भागवतं रसमालयं मुहुरहो रसिका भुविभावुका अनर्थोपशमं साक्षात् भक्तियोगं अधुख्यदे लोकस्याधारतो विद्वंश्चक्री सत्त्वतसंहितां जस्यां वैश्रियमाणायं कृष्णे परमपुरुषे भक्तिरुत्पद्यति पुंसशोकमोहो भयापहा श्रीमद्भागवतं पुराणममलं तद्वै समानं प्रियं जस्मिन् पारमहंसमेकममलं ज्ञानं परं गीयते तत्र ज्ञानविरागभक्तिसहितं नैष्कर्म्यमाभिश्रुतं तत्सृणन् सुपठन् विचारण परो भक्त्या विमुच्ये नरः अर्थोऽयं ब्रह्मसूत्राणां भारतार्थो विनिर्णय गायत्रीभाष्यरूपसु वेदार्थो परिगृहीत सर्ववेदेतिहासानुसारं सारं समुद्धृतं सर्ववेदान्तसारं हि श्रीमद्भागवतं इष्यति तत्र सामृततृप्तस्य नान्यत्र सिद्ध्यति क्वचित् कृष्णभक्तिरसस्वरूप श्रीभागवत ताते वेदो शास्त्र हईते परम महत्व चारि वेद उपनिषदे जत किछु हय तार अर्थ लइया व्यास करिल संचय जै सूत्रे जै रूप विषय वचन ভাগবতে সেই রূপ শ্লোক নিবন্ধন জীবের নিস্তার লাগি সূত্র কইল ব্যাস মায়াবাদী ভাষ্য শুনিলে হয় সর্বনাশ যাও ভাগবত পড়ো বৈষ্ণবের স্থানে একান্ত আশ্রয় করো চৈতন্য চরণে ভাগবত যে না মানি সে যবন সম তার শাস্তা আছে জন্মে জন্মে প্রভু যম শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম the essence of all Vedic literature, the last contribution of Srila Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva came, is an empowered incarnation, Shaktyaveshavatar. He came especially in Kali Yuga to write down, compile this Vedic literature. Because the Kali Yuga, the most degraded Yuga, is in which the sinful activities are rampant. Due to these sinful activities, everything becomes bad. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagyahi upadruta. Prayana alpayusa kalavasmin yugi janaha. Lifespan is getting decreased and decreased and decreased day by day due to sinful activities. Everything bad, intelligence is bad, memory power is bad, fortune is bad, many disturbances, many problems, so many quarrel, hypocrisy, cheating, everything is going on. So, if you hear something, you cannot remember it. forgetfulness is very great. In other jugas, this was not the case. In other jugas, if you hear once, you will never forget, remember. No necessity of writing books in other jugas. Only through hearing, it's known as Shruti. Shruti means by hearing. Only hearing, they understand and they remember. But in Kali Yuga, the forgetfulness is very great. You cannot remember, forget. Therefore, books are required. Books are required. You will hear, then also you will read it. It's known as Swadhyaya, Vedic study. You will self-study. You will read it, and thereby you can remember. It will come into your memory. Therefore, books are required. Srila Vyasadeva therefore came to compile this Vedic literatures. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is his last contribution. Last contribution. In first canto, Srimad Bhagavatam will find how Vyasadeva compiled many Vedic literatures. Upanishads, Sanghitas, Itihas, Purana, he wrote. But he couldn't get peace. Couldn't get peace. So he went to the bank of Saraswati River, sat down there, and thinking deeply, why? Why couldn't I get peace? I did so much, wrote so much Vedic literature, gave it to the humanity, human society. Why am I not getting peace? So at last his guru, Narada Muni, came. And Narada Muni, he asked the same thing to Narada Muni. Narada Muni told him, what have you done? He said, I have written this Vedic literature, so many Upanishads, Sanghitas, Itihas, Puran, so many. Narada Muni said, oh, you have done so. Achha. What you have done up till now, it is not of so value. As for example, that up till now you have given of this to this, mukti, only liberation up to this you have said or given. Most important thing is bhakti. But you have not given it, you have not written on it. As for example, one person, he had a boil at his this neck, throat. He was getting so much pain, he went to one of the doctors. He asked, I have a boil here. I'm getting so much pain. What shall I do? The doctor said, all right, you just soak a piece of cloth with cold water and just put it in on the boil. You'll get some relief. He did it and got some temporary relief, but not complete cure. Then he went to another doctor. Doctors differ, it is said, doctors differ. Different doctors give different opinions. So another doctor, he said, all right, you soak the piece of cloth with some hot water and put it over the boil, you'll get some relief. He did it and he got some temporary relief, not cure. Again, the same pain. Then he went to another doctor. Said, oh, you have boil here on your throat. Achha. All right. If I cut your throat and get it away from your body, so there will be no question of boil at all. If throat is there, so boil is there. If throat will be cut off, so why is the question of boil? That means killing. So Vyasar said, you have done this thing. Up to that. To cut off throat, finish. Merging in the Brahman effulgence. What is this? Is like death. So Prabhadananda Saraswati Pad says, Kaivalyam Narakayate. It's Kaivalyam Narakayate. Is Naraka. It's a hellish condition for devotees to merge and to go to the Brahman effulgence. It's like Naraka. It's cutting throat. But what is really needed is really beneficial for humanity. You have not given. That's bhakti. Krishna bhakti. You write down now. Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Mamalam Prima Pumarthamahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatradara Naparaha. Aradhya Bhagavan Vadesatanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Vrajapadhuvargena Jakalpita Srimadbhagavatam Pramanamamalam Prima Pumarthamahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatradara Naparaha. This Mahaprabhu's, Srimad Mahaprabhu's opinion. Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajesatanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Vrajesatanaya, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is to be worshipped. Aradhya Vrajesatanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam, his dear dham is Vrindavan. That is to be perceived, like Krishna. It is said, Vrindavanam parityajya padameko naiva gacchati. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Even one step, he never leaves. Always in Vrindavan. Such Vrindavan dham is also to be worshipped, very dear dham of Krishna. It's always there. How to worship? Ramya kachidupasana prajapadu vargena jakalpita. This is the process of worship. As the prajapadus, the damsels of Brajabhumi, damsels of Brajabhumi means Gokul, you see, the gopis, as the gopis did worship, offered worship to Krishna. Similarly, one should worship with that mood, gopi bhav, with prem, with pure love, with pure love. It's transcendental, it's nothing material. That day I was telling, in material world you will never find this love, no. Material world is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. Pure love is there in that spiritual world. But here is the perverted condition of the love that is lost. Lost is here. No love at all. And that lost goes by the name of love here. But no love is lost, perverted condition. It is known as kama. English, in Sanskrit we say kama. Love in Sanskrit we say prema. It is no prema, it is kama. So, Ramya Kachidupasana Brajavadu Vargena Jakalpita. As the damsels of Brajabhumi worshipped Krishna with pure love, one should worship accordingly. That Mahaprabhu's mother. Mahaprabhu also practically saw that thing. Practically. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Mamalam Prema Pumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradra Napara. This is spotless proof, Srimad Bhagavatam. Spotless proof. Pramana Mamalam premapumarthamaham. Here, this prem bhakti tattva is described here. Sukhdev Goswami has narrated that thing. And we accept Srimad Bhagavatam. We never accept anything else. Tadrasamrita triptasya nanyatra sedrati kuchit. If someone has developed taste in it, in Srimad Bhagavatam, the nectar, the sweet taste, juicy fruit of the Vedic tree, he'll find no taste in any other scripture. This is so tasty. And Nitya Bhagavata Srevaya, every day you should hear Srimad Bhagavatam from a bona fide authority, Bhakta Bhagavata, and taste the nectar. And we call all such devotees, nigamakalpatargalitam phalam sukamukhadamrutadravasanjitam pivata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika bhubibhavuka. Who are they? Is there any rasik bhakta who has developed taste for Srimad Bhagavatam and enjoying the nectar? Let him come. Come up here and test that nectar. We call again, more, more, again and again and again. You understand? We are calling. This is the real benefit can one do. This is a real benefit. If someone can arouse this test. Do you understand? Arouse this test of Srimad Bhagavatam. And it is very fortunate if someone develops such test. It's very fortunate. And this is the real benefit that Vaishnavas do. A Mahaprabhu, an ideal Vaishnava, ideal Acharya, he was speaking in Bhagavatam and giving that test to one and all. So Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya, every day we should hear Srimad Bhagavatam from a Bhakta Bhagavata. Thereby, this is the very easily you can achieve the supreme perfection of life. Jasyam Vaishruyamana Yam Krishni Paramapurusi Bhakti Rupade Punsa Soka Moho Bhayapaha. That I have already told you. All right. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam. Third canto, chapter 33, text 15. Prajapati kardamasya tapo yoga vijrumbhitam so garasthyam anupamyam prathyam vaimanikairapi prajapati kardamasya tapo yoga vijrumbhitam sogarasthyam anupamyam prathyam vaimanikairapi. Please repeat. Prajapatehe. Of the progenitor of mankind. Kardamasya. कर्द मुनि तपः बाय ऑस्टेरिटी योग बाय योग विजृंभितम डेवलप्ड स्वगारस्थ्यम इज होम एंड हाउस होल्ड पैराफर्नेलिया अनौपम्यम अनइक्वल्ड प्रार्थ्यम एनविएबल वैमानिक ही बाय द डेनिजेंस ऑफ हेवन अपि इवन प्रजापते कर्दमस्य तपजोग विजृंभितम स्वगारस्थ्यं अनौपम्यम प्रार्थ्यम वैमानिकी ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद द होम एंड हाउस होल्ड पैराफर्नेलिया ऑफ कर्दम वाज वन ऑफ द प्रजापतिज वाज डेवलप्ड इन सच ए वे बाय डिंट ऑफ हिज मिस्टिक पावर्स ऑफ ऑस्टेरिटी एंड योग दैट हिज अपुलेंस was sometimes envied by those who travel in outer space in airplanes. Please repeat the translation. The home and household paraphernalia of Kardama, who was one of the Prajapatis, was developed in such a way by dint of his mystic powers of austerity and yoga, that his opulence was sometimes envied by those who travel in outer space in airplanes. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The statement in this verse that Kardam Muni's household affairs were envied even by persons who travel in outer space refers to the denizens of heaven. Their airships are not like those we have invented in the modern age, which fly only from one country to another. Their airplanes were capable of going from one planet to another. There are many such statements in Srimad Bhagavatam from which we can understand that there were facilities to travel from one planet to another, especially in the higher planetary systems, and who can say that they are not still traveling. The speed of our airplanes and space vehicles is very limited. But as we have already studied, Kardam Muni traveled in outer space in an airplane which was like a city, and he journeyed to see all the different heavenly planets. That was not an ordinary airplane, nor was it ordinary space travel. Because Kardam Muni was such a powerful mystic yogi, his opulence was envied by the denizens of heaven. Here in this verse, stated of the yogic power of Kardam Muni. Yogic power of Kardam Muni. Kardam Muni was a great yogi, mystic yogi. By dint of his wonderful yogic power, he created a very wonderful and man's palace there in this space for Devahuti. Because Devahuti was the daughter of the king, Manu's daughter. Kardam Muni was a great mystic. When he married Devahuti, he thought of he must take care of his wife. That's an ideal husband. Ideal husband should take care of his wife very nicely, should fulfill the demands of his wife. That's an ideal husband. A wife has many demands. Nice sarees, nice ornaments, nice accommodation, palace, house to stay. So many demands a wife has. And one who is an ideal husband, he fulfills the demands of the husband. That also we find in the life history of Lord Ram also. Lord Ram is ideal in all respect. Is known as Marjada Purushottama. Lord Krishna is known as Leela Purushottama. And Lord Ram is known as Marjada Purushottama. And Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu is known as Prema Purushottama. It's Prema Purushottama. So, Lord Ram is known as Marjada Purushottama. That means, very strictly he observes the Vedic rules, regulation, etiquette. Never disgraces. Is known as Marjada Purushottama. And he came here to teach us what we can do in our daily life, how we can observe those Vedic etiquettes and Vedic regulations in our daily life. By his practical example he taught us, Lord Ram. As for example, we say, very often we say it, when Lord Ram was going to Mithilapur, the palace and the capital of Janak Raj, Janak Maharaj, whose daughter is Sita Devi, to marry Sita Devi, he was going with Vishwamitra Muni. So on the way, they had to cross this river Ganges on the way. Vishwamitra Muni was going with Ram and Lakshman. So Lord Ram called the ferryman, boatman, bring boat and ferry us across the river Ganges. But that ferryman, boatman, was a great devotee. Do you know this? This great devotee in Ramayana, you understand? He knows that this Ram is supreme personality of Godhead. He is not an ordinary human being. He is supreme personality of Godhead. What is the need of boat for supreme personality of Godhead? A human being needs ordinary human being. What is the need of boat for Lord Ram, who is supreme personality of Godhead? But is there any need for him? No need at all. He is supreme personality, all powerful. He can do whatever he wills. By his mere willing, the creation, the maintenance and annihilation of the whole universe day is going on, taking place. What is the need? So he didn't listen. Lord Ram called him repeatedly, "Oh ferryman, bring boat, ferry us across the river." He didn't listen. Like deaf. As if deaf. Didn't listen. Then Lord Ram said, "Why are you not listening? I call you. I am telling you to bring your boat. Ferry us across the river." A Vaishnava poet, Ujurya Vaishnava poet, has written a nice song in this respect. Badhira noi biro boila tohi dhibara sunilidi pathare pathara obola. Bali padi tocharanu asanka upujayanu nauka naika hele budi bobela. That means, he said, "I heard while you are coming, you tossed a block of stone and the dust from your lotus feet fell on it. And that block of stone immediately was transformed into a very beautiful woman. I have heard it. And if you step into my boat and that dust will fall into my boat, then my body will be transformed into a woman. I have one woman, one wife, it's very difficult on my part to maintain. Another woman, or Baba, my life will be spoiled, finished. Again, another thing, every day I carry across here some passengers and get some money, earn money by help of this boat. If this boat will be transferred into a woman, how can I earn money? It's another point. You understand? He says, I am not a dead. I could hear what you are saying, but I have this apprehension. You understand? You see. So Vasai Nadevi Nava Nadhoi Pado. Very intelligent person. That boatman is very intelligent because he is a devotee. One who is a devotee is really intelligent. Jai Jana Bhaje Krishna Sevada Chatur. That is said. Jai Jana Bhaje Krishna Sevada Chatur. One who does Krishna Bhajan is really intelligent. Isn't it? Do you think any that karmi materials person is intelligent?
No.
Huh? Some may say, oh, these scientists, modern scientists, they are so, they have such intelligence, they in fact they discover, as my revered spiritual master says here, they have invented this. Their airships are not like those we have invented in modern age, which fly only from one country to another. Their airplanes were capable of going from one planet to another. It's from one country to another country, and there, as Srila Prabhupada has said, their speed of airplanes are very limited. But you see, this airplane, that by dint of its yogic power, Kardam Muni created, wonderful. Can any scientist create such thing? What sort of intelligence? Material intelligence means impure intelligence. Avishuddha buddhi. Avishuddha buddhi. You understand? It's not pure intelligence. It's impure intelligence. Pure intelligence, the intelligence of the devotee, very intimate devotee, dear devotee of the Lord, is pure intelligence. Because that pure intelligence comes from Krishna. You understand? Pure intelligence comes from Krishna. You'll find this in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter. Tesaṁ sattva-yuktānaṁ bhajatāṁ pritipurvakam dadāmi buddhi-yogam taṁ jena mangupajanti te. 10th chapter Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, those who are doing my bhajan with love, pridipurvakam, with love, always doing bhajan, every moment they are attached to me, never detached even for a single moment, sada juktanam, I give them intelligence. Do you understand? I give them intelligence. That is pure intelligence. By dint of that intelligence, they will come to me. Mang upajanti te. Mang upajanti te. They will come to me by dint of that intelligence. But by dint of material intelligence, how far can you go? How far? Narada Muni, how far you can go? Limited speed, this aeroplane. And if someone is a yogi, mystic yogi, or dhyan yogi, meditates, one, or a jnani, who undergoes very severe austerity and penance, and go up to this Brahman effulgence, that is the most thing. You understand? Go up to this Brahman effulgence. Not beyond that. That is his intelligence. In 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find that thing. Janne Ravindakhe Vimuktamaninas Tvayasta Bhavad Visuddha Buddhaya Aruhya Krishrena Parampadam Tata Padam Vyadha Anadita Dusmadangraya. You understand? Anadita Dusmadangraya. This is stated in 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. Anne. Anne means others. Other than the devotees. You understand? Karmi, Jnani, Jogi. They are others. Karmi, Jnani and Jogi. Mystic Jogis. You understand? Karda Muni is a mystic Jogi. By dint of a yogic power, he could create such a city, you see, in this space. That aeroplane is like a city, great cities flying from one planet to another planet. Such mystic power, Kardam Muni had. You understand? And these mystics, yogis, they undergo very severe penance and tapasya, and they have this desire to merge into the Brahman, effulgence. And very few go there. Very few. Not all are successful. But they cannot stay there. Aruya Krishna Param Padam Tata Padanti Adho. Then they fall down again here in this material world. Again fall down. Then what is that intelligence? It says, Abhisuddha Buddhaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, this is impure intelligence. Impure intelligence. By dint of your impure intelligence, you may go up to this Brahman effulgence. No more than that. Not beyond that. Then they will again fall down. What is the benefit? What is the benefit? You understand? They here fall down, and again they are engaged in this so-called philanthropic activities. Philanthropic activities. Do you understand? Do you know philanthropic activity? Serving the people, serving the poor. Do you understand? And those who are distressed, those who do not get food, they give them some food. Those who cannot get some education, they give them some material education. Those who are diseased persons, patients, they open some hospitals. You understand? They open some hospitals for their treatment. You understand? They are engaged in such activities. These are known as philanthropic activity. They are engaged in such activities. Is it a real upakar? Is it real upakar? Really, are they doing good to others? Really, are they doing some good to others? Sriman Mahaprabhu said, Bharata bhumite manusya janma hoila jar, janma sarthaka kori koro poro upakar. You understand? Bharata bhumite manusya janma hoila jar, janma sarthaka kori koro poro upakar. Sriman Mahaprabhu says, do you know it? It's famous. Last in Chaitanya Charitamrita. If someone has got this human birth in Bharata bhumi in India, he should do good to others, para upakar. Janma sarthak kori koro para upakar. Let him first make his life successful. Then he should do upakar, good to others. What is that upakar? What is that good? Mahaprabhu says, is it giving food to a hungry man? Or drinking some water to a thirsty man? Or giving some service to a peasant like Mother Teresa. Do you know the name of Mother Teresa? Was awarded Nobel Prize for Peace. Do you understand? Famous. Because she serves these leprosy patients, put some bandages on their wound. And she is awarded Nobel Prize for Peace. Do you understand? In this material world, this is considered a very great seva. Do you understand? Manav seva, Madhav seva. This is motto. Manav seva, Madhav seva. Do you understand? If you can serve the human beings, humanity, then that is service to Madhava. This is the materialist, they say, or here in material world it is going on. And other creatures, other animals, other than the human beings, and they should be killed and will eat it. No service. Only Madhav seva, Manav seva, Madhav seva. With a Vaishnava, a devotee, sarva bhuto hite rata. Do you understand? A devotee of the Lord, he does good to all living entities. Sarva bhuto hite rata. Do you understand? Sarva bhuto hite rata. Sarva bhuto means all living beings. So, human beings are included in it. But these materialists, these so-called philanthropists, they only say this Manav Seva, Madhav Seva. What is this? Don't serve the other living entities? No. They are our food, you see, as demons. Do you understand? Demons. In Ramayana you'll find the Ravan, the son of Vishravar, you see. Ravan, Kumbhakarna, great demons they were. They underwent very severe penance and satisfied Lord Brahma. You understand? And they asked for some benediction. They ruled for so long years. You understand? And then Ravana asked, and Brahma asked, all right, you ask for the benediction. Ravana asked, all right, please give me such benediction, I'll never be killed by the hand of the demigods. You understand? I won't be killed by the hands of the demigods. So I'll conquer the demigods and occupy the heavenly planet. I'll enjoy. You understand? He never asked for that I'll never be killed by human beings or beasts, bears and monkeys. He thought, oh, they are my food. I'll eat them. Why shall I ask for this? You understand? Why shall I ask for this? They're my food. I'll eat the human beings, the bears and monkeys. They're my food. Only he was afraid of these demigods. You understand? So he asked for that. I'll never be killed by the demigods. The Lord Ram came. I was telling of you, Lord Ram, Marjada Purushottama. You understand? Lord Ram came, who took the help of, in a human form he came, took the help of monkeys and bears. Do you understand? Hanuman, great monkey. Many monkey soldiers. Sugriv, great monkey. Do you understand? King of the monkeys. So he took monkeys and bears. Jambamal is a bear. Do you understand? He took with them to conquer Lanka. He thought of, oh, they are my food, I'll eat them. You understand? The Marjada Purushottama, Lord Ram, I was telling of you, he never disgraces this Vedic etiquette regulations. So he asked the ferryman, please come, bring your boat and ferry us across. But that ferryman, boatman, as a great devotee, he knows very well this Supreme Lord, what is the need of boat for him? And he says, the dust of his lotus feet is so powerful, it turns a block of stone into a woman. You understand? So he said, if my boat will be turned into a woman, my life will be finished, you see. So, I won't allow you to step into my boat unless I very well wash it. I'll wash your feet and cleanse it with my towel as if there will be no dust at all. Then I'll allow you to step into my boat. Such a great devotee, because he got such opportunity to wash the lotus feet of the Lord. Such a devotee. He is really intelligent, because devotee is really intelligent. Not this karmis, jnanis and yogis. You understand? Samarjada Purushottama Ram allowed all light, you do whatever you like. So he washed his feet very nicely with Ganges water and cleansed it with towel very nicely and drank some of the water, foot washing water. Then he also spread some leaves from the jungle on his boat. Then he allowed him to sit. You understand? Why didn't? And also another consideration is there. He thought that his Supreme Personality Godhead, when he came as Vaman Dev, a dwarf, a little stature, you understand? Little feet, little hand. He went to King Bali and asked for 3 steps of land. 3 steps, such a little step. But with 1 step, he covered the whole land here in this earth planet. Such little space, little speed, covered the whole land. So, if Lord Ram will just stretch his leg, he'll very easily come to the other bank. What is the need of the boat? Do you understand? So he was not listening. He said, I am not deaf, but I know this thing. He is very intelligent. A devotee is really intelligent. Do you understand? Can any yogi, can any mystic yogi or modern scientist do such wonderful thing with such little feet who can cover the whole space, and the other feet which cover the whole space, whole land? With 2 feet he covered everything. Do you understand? Occupied everything. Can any mystic yogi, can any scientist display such wonderful act? No. No, they can't. Do you understand? So one who is really a devotee, he is really intelligent. You understand? And Krishna, all the activities of Krishna, Supreme Lord, are very wonderful. Krishna Madhuta Karmanam. It is said, Krishna Madhuta Karmanam. Krishna does all wonderful activities he has done. You understand? When he last Dwapar Yuga, he came, he advented himself. When he was just a little baby, you see, a few months old baby, he was lying there in the palace of Nanda Maharaj, the son of Jasoda Mata. That Putana came, do you understand Putana? Kansa sent him. But Putana came, smearing poison with his breast, with her breast. Do you understand? Assuming a very beautiful form of a maiden, she went into the apartment of Jasoda Rani and said, "Oh, Jasoda Rani, will you give me your child to me? I will suck my breast to her, to him." Do you understand? And Jasoda gave her. She had this ulterior motive that by giving abortion to suck her breast, she will take away the life of Krishna. But Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She didn't know it, thinking of him as an ordinary human being. That Krishna has already said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, avadananti mangmudha manusim tanuasritam parambhavadanantam amabhutamaheswaram. The mudha, the rascals, they cannot understand me. They think me as an ordinary human being. You understand? So that the mudhas, rascals. So she was thinking like that. But Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Who knows this thing? Oh, this demon has come to kill me. Who can kill Krishna? Khiro sange prana sosile naso gola kutona. So, Krishna sucked her breast, and with the sucking milk from her breast, he sucked the life air of putana. Putana died. Such great demoness. Do you understand? Can anybody do? A little baby? Such wonderful act? Do you understand? Such wonderful act? Krishna madhuta karmanam. Only Krishna can do. Only Supreme Personality of God. Jasya chaya. If Krishna will, by his mere willing, I told you, this creation, maintenance and destruction of the whole universe takes place by mere willing. By the will of Krishna, a block of ice will be as burning as a fire, blazing fire. You understand? A block of ice. And by the mere will of Krishna, a blazing fire will be as cold as a block of ice. You understand? By the will of Krishna, only a straw, blade of grass will be as hard as a thunderbolt. You understand? By the mere willing of Krishna, the thunderbolt will be transformed into a blade of grass. You understand? The mere willing of Krishna, the whole land surface will be turned into vast ocean. And by the mere willing of Krishna, the vast ocean will be turned into land space. Can anybody do it? Such a wonderful thing. Krishna madhuta karmana. Krishna can do. Supreme personality. A supreme mystic. Krishna is supreme mystic. Isn't it? Is supreme in all respect. In the last verse of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, you find this thing. Jatra Jogeshwara Krishna, Jatra Partha Dhanurdhara, Tatra Sri Vijaya Bhuti Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. Sanjaya says to Dhritarashtra, where is Jogeshwara Krishna? Where is that supreme mystic Krishna is? Jatra Partha Dhanurdhara, his dear devotee Partha, Arjuna, famous archman, archer, is he. Where there is? There is everything. Sri, Vijaya, Bhuti, Dhruvaniti, Lakshmiji is there. All opulence is there. All victory is there. Vijay. All morality is there. Everything is there. Where there is Krishna, there is everything. You understand? So, a dear devotee of Krishna is very, very intelligent and as the activities of Krishna are very wonderful, similarly, the activities of a Vaishnava, dear devotee of Krishna, are also wonderful. Vaishnava kriya mudra vigyena bujhoy. Do you understand? Vaishnava kriya mudra vigyena bujhoy. Do you understand it? However learned a man may be, he cannot understand the activities of a Vaishnava, what he does. Do you understand what he does? It's very wonderful, isn't it? That is a story. And you might have heard the name of Goswami Tulsidas. Have you heard? Never heard? Tulsidas wrote Ramcharitmanas. Do you understand? It's activities of Lord Ram. Do you understand? He wrote. It's very famous in northern India. Do you understand? In Ayodhya. Known as Ramcharitmanas. He's a great devotee of Lord Ram. Do you understand? Great devotee of Lord Ram. His fame spread far and wide. The emperor of Delhi is Mughal Badsha. Do you understand? Mughal emperor. He heard the Tulsidas, Goswami Tulsidas is such a person who is displaying many miraculous activities, many wonderful activities. Do you understand? So that emperor called him. He sent his man, just get Tulsidas here. So Tulsidas came to the court. Then emperor asked Tulsidas, I heard you are displaying some miraculous activities. Do you understand? Wonderful. Will you please display some, I'll see. Tulsidas, great devotee of Lord Ram, said, I don't know anything but Ram. I don't know anything. I never display any miraculous activity. I only chant the name of Ram. I don't know anything, any person but Ram. Then emperor said, oh, this person is cheating me. He's telling lie. So he ordered, all, put him into prison. He's not displaying any miraculous activity. I heard so many people are saying. You understand? Put him in the prison. So he was put into prison. And in the prison he chanted Ram, Ram, Ram. You understand? So in the meanwhile, and that is the, our Krishna is dear to his devotees. The Supreme Lord is so dear to his devotees. He always protects his devotees. Do you understand? He always protects. He always gives the prestige of the devotees, because devotees are so dear. Aham bhakto paradhina sudantra ivadija sadhvigrastha hudayar bhakti bhakta janapriya. Ninth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Supreme Lord's own statement. He told Dhruvasamani. Devotees, my devotees are so dear to me, I am so dear to my devotees. Though I am omniscient, all-powerful, supremely independent, still I have no independence. I am subordinate to my devotees. Sadhu vigrastha hudayar bhakteri bhakta janapriya. That sadhu, that devotee has occupied my heart. My heart doesn't belong to me. Sadhu hudaya mahyam, sadhu na hudaya taham. Madanya tena nananti nahuntebhyo managapi. So many nice statements. Those sadhus, those devotees, they are like my heart, and I am the heart of those devotees. I don't know anybody else, my devotees, and they also don't know anybody else than I. Do you understand? And Krishna, the Supreme Personality, Godhead, the Supreme Lord, always protects his devotees and always keeps the prestige of the devotees As for example, you see, when Hiranyakashipu, the great demon, the father of Prahlad Maharaj, threatened Prahlad, "Is your Lord here in the stone pillar?" Prahlad Maharaj said, "Yes, he is there." "Will he come out? If you won't come out, I'll chop off your head with this sword." He drew out his sword. He went threatened. Do you understand? So he broke that stone pillar with fist. And nursing there, you see, bah! Came out. Tore open the stomach of that great demon. Hiranyakashipu, you see, so fearful, appearance, nursing death. Do you understand? How he protected the prestige of his devotee. Do you understand? He's always ready. Do you understand? So, then, Tulsidas was put into prison, chanted Ram Nam. Immediately, innumerable monkeys came and danced and broke the palace of that emperor. Then said, "Oh, now he displayed this miracle. See this miracle, see this. Hey, get him, set him free from the prison now." Do you understand? Tulsidas didn't display any miracle, and Lord takes care. Do you understand? That means, dear devotee of the Lord can do such wonderful acts, but he never does anything. Lord does for himself. That is how he is so dear to the Lord. Do you understand? Therefore it is said, Vaishnava kya mudra vigyeno budhoy. I have learned it. Very intelligent a person may be, he cannot understand what a Vaishnava does. Do you understand what a Vaishnava does? I will tell you another story, you see. You might have heard the name of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Have you heard? Name of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He is a very great devotee of Krishna, Lord. But his behavior, activities are very, very wonderful, miraculous. One cannot understand. It's very difficult to understand. You understand? A Vaishnava, it is said also, Vaishnava has Krupa and Vanchana. You understand? Vaishnava has Krupa and Vanchana. Krupa means mercy, Vanchana means cheating. Cheating. You understand? Two things the Vaishnava has. Krupa and Vanchana. Mercy and cheating. Those who are real devotees, those who are real Vaishnavas, those who understand Krishna, they understand Vaishnava. You understand? They are devotees also. To get mercy of Krishna, mercy of the Vaishnavas, they get it. But those who are not anxious, what will they get? They will get the cheating. They will be put into cheating. Vanchana. And Vaishnava does so. Do you understand? Vaishnava does so. Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Pundarik Vidyanidhi was doing like that. Apparently, if you go there to him, you'll find he is a great bhogi. Great bhogi. Bhogi means who enjoys. Do you understand? Great enjoyer, material enjoyer, enjoyment. He was sitting in a very valuable, very soft cushion. Do you understand? Studded with jewels. That cushion was studded with jewels. Very valuable and very soft. Do you understand? And he had put on, you see, in all his fingers, very valuable rings. You understand? Started with jewel. With all fingers, with 10 fingers, 10 rings. You understand? It's put on very gorgeous dress, very valuable looking, glazy. Do you understand? And you are chewing pan. And spitting. And that spitting pot is made up of jewel. Made up of jewel, spitting too. Such a person, you see. Apparently, you'll say, oh, he's a bhogi. How? He's a great devotee. Mukunda Dutta told Gadadhara. Do you understand? In Panchatattva Gadadhara, Goswami, Pandit. Let us go to Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Today is a great devotee. So Gadadhara Pandit, all right, let us go and have the association of such a great Vaishnava. So both of them came, but Gadadhara Pandit saw, oh, what Mukunda Dutta said, a great devotee is a great bhogi. Do you understand? He's a great bhogi. He just thought it up in his mind. Do you understand? So Mukunda Dutta could understand it, because that's quite natural. Any layman will come, he cannot understand, he's a great devotee, he's a great bhogi. So Mukunda Dutta could understand. So immediately Mukunda Dutta uttered this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Aho bakija stana kala kutam jinghasayapya stri tasadhi lebhegati dhatra chitam kambadayalo saranam rajamo. Famous verse. Do you understand? Narada Muni. That I was telling. Baki means the sister of Bakasura is Putana. Is Baki. Do you understand? Oh, Baki jo stana kala kutam. That Putana, I was telling you, smearing poison on her breast came to Krishna. Do you understand? But, so, that verse says the same thing. That Baki came, that Putana came smearing this poison on her breast to Krishna with a motive of killing Krishna. Do you understand? But what did Krishna do? Krishna fought his life here, isn't it? And Putana was killed. But Krishna gave him what position? Dhatru Chitangati. Gave her the position where Mother Yashoda is. Because Mother Yashoda has allowed Krishna to suck her breast. Isn't it? Krishna has sucked the breast of Mother Yashoda. And this Baki, this Putana also did the same thing. Do you understand? So Krishna accepted the good thing and gave that Putana that position where Mother Yashoda is. Such merciful is Krishna. So, to whom shall we surrender? We should surrender to such merciful Krishna who did such thing. Gave that Putana such position. He's so merciful. Do you understand? This is the meaning of that verse. Do you understand? As soon as Mukunda Dutta uttered this verse, the bhav came. That Pundarik Vidyanidhi became ecstatic. With bhav, he rolled on the ground and kicked up all his kusams, all his spitting pot, everything, rolling and shedding tears. Such bhav came up. Do you understand? And apparently one cannot understand. He's such a great devotee. Then Gadadhara Pandit thought of, oh, I have committed a great offense, thinking such Mahabhagavata great devotee as a bhogi. I have committed offense. Do you understand? Then he thought of, how can I be freed from such offense? No, I must accept him as my spiritual master. So, he will inflict discipline on me. He will catch hold of my ear and slap me. Then I will be freed from such offense. So he became his disciple. Do you understand? This is Vaishnava. Vaishnava kriyamudra vijnana bujhoi. However great, learned, intelligent person maybe cannot understand what a Vaishnava does. Do you understand? Such activities, wonderful activities. The Vaishnava has two things, krupa and vanchana. Mercy and cheating. And those who are real anxious for mercy, they get mercy. Those are not real anxious. How can they get mercy? They are put into cheating. Do you understand? So, in Pundarika Vidyanidhi is cheating in that way. Do you understand? And also you see my revered spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, he was doing like that thing. Do you understand? Many aspirant devotees come to him for getting his mercy to develop Krishna bhakti, and he showers his mercy on them. Do you understand? And many karmis, many wealthy persons, so-called pandits, jnanis, wealthy persons, they also come to him. You understand? So, he cheats them. Yo, President, alight! Those persons are coming, wealthy persons. Yes, please arrange nice feast for them, nice garland for them, nice cushion for them. So, as soon as they came, give them some garland, please. Take your seat here, nice cushion, feed them nicely. This is cheating. This is cheating. Do you understand? And they are very happy, all right, we have gone to Swamiji. And he gave us very nice feast. Gave us nice treatment. A flower garland he gave us. Nice a song. He pays us respect. Yes, very nice Swami. Do you understand? This is cheating. Yeah, cheat them. Get some money from them. Get some money from them. By this treatment they will be very happy. Those they will give money. Oh yeah, that's nice Swami. Give them money. Give him money. All right. And thereby also, Vaishnava showers some mercy to them. Because they serve a Vaishnava. And they get mercy also. Automatically they will give. They earn some sukriti. Do you understand? They earn some sukriti. Whatever a sadhu, a dear Vaishnava, a dear devotee of Krishna does, that's all merciful. Isn't it? Even the course of a sadhu is also benediction. Isn't it? Course of a sadhu is also benediction. You are reciting Nala Kuvera Mani Griva in Damodarashtaka. I hear. Welcome. Is reciting. Nardamuni Karstrain. Do you understand? They were in heavenly planet. The sons of Gandharva, you see, two Gandharvas, Nala Kuvera Manigriva, but they are doing nonsense, becoming naked, playing in the pond with the girls of the heaven planet, so shameless. Do you understand? While Narada Muni came, those girls became simple. Put on their saris. Whereas these two fellows, rascals, they didn't. They remained naked. And then Narada said, what are you doing here? You nonsense. You don't deserve to stay here. I curse you. Go down to Bhurloka, earthly planet. Remain there as trees. Abhruta Pitana. Covered consciousness. tree. That day I was telling you, 5 levels of consciousness. Have you remember? Huh? He was not there? I told here also. Not all. I have not told this in Narada Muni. I told in Brisbane. Oh. I cannot recollect. I will sometimes forget also. Anyhow, I am always telling to devotees, I thought, I tell you. There are 5 levels of consciousness. Do you know it? You don't know. Avrita chetana, sankuchita chetana, mukulita chetana, vikachita chetana, purna vikachita chetana. 5 levels of consciousness. Do you understand? In English we say, avrita chetana, covered consciousness. The consciousness of trees, mountains, of that category. Covered consciousness. Do you understand? Then sankuchita chetana, contracted consciousness. The consciousness of other animals, other than human beings, they come under this category of consciousness. Contracted consciousness. Sankuchita chetana. Then mukulita chetana, vikachita chetana, purna vikachita chetana. Mukulita means just starting blossoming. Like flower bud. First it is a bud. Do you understand? It's contracted. Then begins to blossom. Just beginning. This is mukulita chetana. Then half blossomed. Half. This is vikachita chetana. Fully blossomed. That is purna vikachita chetana. Do you understand? In these 3 levels of consciousness all human beings come. In these 3. And highest is the purna vikachita chetana, fully blossomed consciousness. You understand? If you will be, as we say, be 100% Krishna conscious, then you can attain that level of consciousness, fully blossomed. You understand? And that is the perfection of life. That's our goal. We have to achieve that stage, fully blossomed. And the opportunity has been given in this very form of life. Human form of life. You understand? So Narada Muni gave cost. The Mani Griva Nala Kuber. Because you are such nonsense, bring such nonsense here in the heavenly planet, you don't deserve to stay here. Go. Stay there. As trees, it's covered consciousness. It's so low consciousness. You understand? Cost them. But that course turned into a great boon. You understand? For 36,000 years, they remained as trees here. You understand? But in that very life, they got the touch of Krishna. They remained as trees in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. 2 Arjuna Vrukhyas, Arjuna trees. Twin, Jamala Arjuna Vrukhya, isn't it? That story you can get it from Krishna book. Do you understand? How baby Krishna was crawling. Mother bound him up with a mortar. Crawl. Pushed through these 2 twin Arjuna trees and the mortar stalled there. Pulled down by the touch of Krishna, they resumed their original bodies, Gandharvas. They got the mercy of Krishna. In that one life, if 36,000 lives they would have undergone, they would not have got such mercy. How? The curse of a Vaishnava also is mercy benediction. Sadhur Abhishabhya Asribhav. Do you understand? This is wonderful. Do you understand? This is so wonderful thing. Can any modern scientist, can a yogi display such wonder? Do you understand? This is, here we find this wonderful thing, a wonderful space vehicle he created, Kardam Muni. You understand? But a real devotee is so wonderful. You understand? So wonderful. Krishna, displays all wonders through him that nobody can understand. You understand? That is my point. Become devotee, dear devotee of Krishna. Krishna is all wonderful. And through you, he will also display many wonders. Thank you. Any question? Yes?
We're talking about the Ramayana, of course. Now, the Rama is the father of the principles. So I've never been able to understand how in the battle between Sugriva and Bali, Lord Ramachandra hit behind the tree and shot his power and how he's back. Can you explain that to
him? Killed Bali. Didn't come to the town. He told Sugriva, go and fight. Tell him for fighting and he fight. So he was hiding behind tree and shot. And that was needed for Bali. You understand? Bali, because he is ideal friend. You understand? Lord Ram is an ideal friend. Sugriva and Ram became friend. You understand? Mitra. Sugriva and Ram became mitra. Mitra means friend. And very ideal friend. Why? Because Sugriva's wife, Bali has taken away Sugriva's wife. You understand? Driven him out from the kingdom. His brother, Sugriva is his brother, younger brother, and also taken away, the wife of Sugriva. Do you understand? So, Sugriva had that, Sugriva was also feeling that separation from his wife. Do you understand? Pangs of separation. And similar case was with Ram. Lord Ram. Ravan had kidnapped the wife of Lord Ram. Isn't it? So Lord Ram was also feeling the separation, pangs of separation from Sita Devi, his wife. The same condition. You understand? Sugriva and Ram. You understand? So they became friends. Because we have the same condition, same distress. You are feeling separation from your wife. I am also. Bali has taken away your wife and Ravan has taken away my wife. You understand? So we'll become friends. I'll help you and you'll help me. This is friendship. You understand? And ideal friend. No breaking. You understand? And Ram gave words. I must help you. I must help you to get back your wife and get back your kingdom. I'll help you. I gave words. So Sugriva gave, I gave words. I must help you to get back your wife. And also, you'll go to Ayodhya and be again enthroned there and become kings. King, do you understand? So they became friend, idol friend. Do you understand? And to keep up his words, Lord Ram killed Bali. Bali was not his enemy. Do you understand? Why he will fight with Bali? Sugriva was his enemy, isn't it? Those two brothers were enemies. Sugriva was his enemy. So he told Sugriva, go, call for him for fighting. You understand? And Lord Ram said, Sugriva said, I couldn't fight with him. He's so powerful. He's very powerful. I am very much afraid of him. You understand? Lord Ram assured him, don't be afraid. You just call him for fighting, you just fight. I'll kill him. Hiding there. You understand? I must help you. Because you are so dear friend. You understand? So keep up that idle friendship. He has given that verse. And he killed him. And when Bali asked him, why did you kill me? Why did you kill me? I am not your enemy. I have not done any wrong to you. Lord Ram said, you have done a great wrong. What right you have to kidnap another's wife? Such a great sin you have committed. You rascal, you deserve killing. So I killed you. You understand? That's my duty. I'll kill such rascals. Those are committing such heinous crime. You understand? I won't. Spare them. I must kill them. And I have taken that vow. You understand? Why he killed? This is ideal friendship. And you cannot understand. It's very difficult to understand the activity of the Lord. It's so, so wonderful. You understand? A layman, ordinary person, cannot understand it. You understand? What I say? Yeah. Become devotee. Then you can understand it. Everything will be very clear to you. Clearly. Everything will reveal clearly. Reveal. It's a question of revelation. Yeah?
My Majesty, three different forms of human consciousness, do they correspond to the Kanishtha Madhyam Uttamalika platform?
No such thing. No. No. This consciousness, this Mukulita Chetana, Vikachita Chetana and Purna Vikachita Chetana. Do you understand? Therefore, we have Chatulokshani Manava. 4 lakhs of types of human beings are there. Do you understand? Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari, Uttama, they are all devotees, Baba. They are all devotees. But human beings, demons, non-devotees are there. Do you understand? It doesn't correspond to that thing. Do you understand? It's a question of consciousness. As for example, you may take the human being of Greenland, Eskimo, human being of the jungle in Africa. They are cannibals. They are eating human flesh. Cannibals. The Eskimos, they also eat. The raw, you see, uncooked flesh. The fish, that one type of horse is there. The Greenland, we say Sindhu Gotaka, they eat. Their blood, their flesh. So demons, you understand? Their consciousness, what type of consciousness they have? This is a lowest type, that is Mukulita Chetana. They have gotten this human form body, but they are as good as animals, isn't it? Their Chetana is just in a bird form, just little blossoming. It's Mukulita. Do you understand?
She's talking about when Krishna is manifest and non-manifest in Vrindavan. Why do the gopis feel separation when Krishna is always like prakat, aprakat,
Because gopis are loving Krishna so much. Love is so intense. Do you understand? So intense love, pure love. Gopis don't want Krishna to be separated from them. Do you understand? Even you'll find description given in 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. Gopis chastising Lord Brahma. Abhidagdha vidhibhalo nadane srujan. Koti netra nahi dilo sabe dilo dhui. Tahate nimesa krishna ki dekhivi mui. You don't understand? That's chastising Brahma. This Brahma, it doesn't know how to create. He gave us only two eyes. He didn't give us crores of eyes that we would see Krishna. It's crores of eyes. Only gave us two eyes. Again, he gave this eyelids blinking. Two eyes and eyelids are there, blinking. How can we see Krishna? This rascal Brahma doesn't know how to create. You see? Do you understand? Mother, you understood what I say? Yes. Love is so intense. This is known as viraha, vipralambha bhava. Feeling pangs of separation. This is very subtle tattva. Very subtle tattva. And this is the highest tattva in the viprarambha bhava, in bhakti path. Highest prem bhakti. You understand? It's very subtle and very confidential. Layman, neophyte devotees, they cannot understand it. It's for very high, elevated devotees. Thank you very much for asking me, Sadhguru.
Well, in our speech,